First thing you need to know is that electric utility rates had gone down every single year since 1928 because of the economies of scale and because of technology. In the 1970s, with the Arab oil embargo, energy became scarce and expensive. Interest rates rose to about 20%. Suddenly, the time for cheap energy was over. Energy costs and consumer costs increased, and people were not used to it. It was very, very much a shock and certainly a burden on many people. I remember getting a telephone call from a woman who said, "Mrs. Eagleton, our commissioner," she said, "my light bill is higher than my mortgage bill." And I said, "Well, let's talk about your light bill for a minute. Do you have a refrigerator?" "Well, yes." "Do you have a dishwasher?" "Yes." "You have a couple of TVs and radios?" "Yes, yes, yes." "Do you have an air conditioner?" "Yes, I do." "Do you have some appliances other than that?" "Yes." Our problem was, first of all, the unexpected, unpredictable increase in costs. Secondly, the fact that we were using more. Third, we didn't have a good price signal. We just turn on our lights and turn on our television and air conditioner and refrigerator and so forth and get a bill at the end of the month, and it would be startling. So it was a very shocking time and a very contentious time. We had lots of problems because of that. Also, we had new plants, and it was beginning to be very expensive to build utility plants. You could build a nice little gas-fired plant for, I don't know, maybe $50 million, and a coal plant would cost $200 million. And coal was not clean. Big coal piles and coal trains coming through our town. So there were lots of problems. We were in a transition from cheap energy to expensive energy.
However, that did not cause you to be defeated. The public must have understood the logic that you just stated.
Well, I campaigned all over the state. I did my best. I'd get in little single-engine planes with people I didn't even know and go to far reaches of this state and try and tell people about regulation and try and tell people that what we were trying to do is protect the ratepayer, but we also had to protect our source of energy. We didn't want some bankrupt utilities in our state. This would not have served anybody well. So it was a terribly delicate balance. And the public were not terribly aware of the complications of a regulation. I would go and talk about regulation. Again, I was a curiosity being the first woman. So I went to most Rotary and Kiwanis clubs and chambers of commerce in the state and tried to tell them about what the commission did. And tell them about regulation and how it was our job to keep the utility alive, keep the service coming, and keep the ratepayers protected.
And I would imagine that there were many who were actually surprised that a female came with this kind of logic and understanding, because they had only thought men could do that, and maybe not so much a woman. Maybe I'm injecting something here that I shouldn't. But it was coming from a female that they had not normally understood would be coming from her. Is that true?
I think so. Right. I think so. I think they figured that I was just sort of jotting things down on the back of an envelope. But I'd been used to studying. And remember the League of Women Voters? Who benefits? Who pays? Is it legal? You do not have to be able to run a utility in order to be a regulator. You have to know what questions to ask and what to look for, and how to be sort of courageous. The decisions were not all that popular. We hated to raise rates. People would call us, and they would really be suffering. We were trying to deal with people, particularly in older homes that had no insulation, and we would suggest one warm room. We'd say, just keep one room warm or one room cool in the summer. Try to plant trees around your houses. We've just not been used to dealing with high cost of energy. This was the problem. We began to understand about conservation. We began to understand that we could conserve energy and save money. The utilities about that time began to do energy audits and go into homes and tell people what they needed to do with their windows or their insulation or their heating. We began to have some energy-efficient appliances. Air conditioners began to be energy-efficient. This was a time of change. It was a time of learning, of coping, of managing the crisis, really.